Listen to him in verse 22. He said, while the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, who can tell whether God will be gracious to me that the child may live? But now he is dead, wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. You see, David knew the little one was saved. He said, I'll go to him someday. He could never come to me. A child dying in infancy goes to be with the Lord. Where it says in Scripture, it says their spirits or their angels are before my Father in heaven, speaking of the little ones. The word angel should be spirits. And it means when a little one dies that he goes immediately to be with the Lord today. That is the teaching of the Word of God. And I don't know about you, but it means a great deal to me because I got a little one up there, and I'm looking forward someday to going and being with that little one, you know. David could rejoice now, but when Absalom later on dies, and that's another thing was a heartbreak to David. David wept and moaned. Why? Because he wasn't sure about Absalom, and he had a right to take that position. I'm not sure about him either, but I don't know. Verse 24, and David comforted Bathsheba, his wife, and went in unto her and lay with her, and she bare a son, and he called his name Solomon. And the Lord loved him, and he sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet, and he called his name Jedidiah because of the Lord. And that means beloved of the Lord. And now we find David going back out to battle, and we find him in Joab, verse 26, fought against Rabbah of the children of Ammon, and they took the royal city. David now is back out in the field where he should have been all along. Now the question is, David's kingdom continues to be extended and expanded, and David becomes a great, great ruler of that day. What about the sin? Did he get by with his sin? Well, the very next chapter, and we'll find out that he had a son that committed an awful crime, that he raped his half-sister, a daughter of David, and Absalom, the full brother of the girl that was raped, he killed him, killed the other one. Say, that was a scandal. Can you imagine how that spread over Israel? They said, look at the king ruling over us, and he can't even rule his own household. Look at the awful thing that's taking place yonder in the palace. Poor David. Honestly, before we get through with the life of David, I feel like saying to the Lord, Lord, you've whipped him enough. You put the lash on his back. Why don't you take it off? You've whipped him enough. But you know, David never said that. David went into the presence of God, and there's a psalm that goes with this chapter. I think you know which one it is. It's Psalm 51. David went in before God, and he says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions, wash me throughly from mine iniquity, cleanse me from thy sin. And then he said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Bring me back, David says, into fellowship with you. That's the thing David wanted above everything on this earth. And David never whimpered or cried about this. David knew that this was that which was coming to him because of his sin. Oh, my friend today, a child of God, just doesn't get by with it. That's all.